Proclamation number 4863 of 23rd of March, 1950. Training of teachers directly or through light beings. In darkness, a ray of light blinds the eye and prevents it from recognizing what surrounds the human being. And thus the spiritual flash of light is first a blinding light for the human being's soul, which makes all recognition impossible for it. For the soul is also still in darkness when the first ray of light touches it. Then it is impossible for it to understand spiritual knowledge immediately. And therefore it has to be slowly guided to brightness. It first has to come out of darkness into twilight, which then increases in brightness so that the soul's eye can become accustomed to the images it is now allowed to take in. A person who suddenly receives profound wisdom cannot grasp it, and it will therefore never appear to him as wisdom but rather remain incomprehensible to him until he is slowly introduced to knowledge which can now be called true light. For this reason the human being also has to be taught from the bottom up. He has to be educated for deeper knowledge in such a way that he will always receive more and more wisdom, yet only when he is mature, i.e., receptive for it. And that is why only teachers who have mastered what they are to teach themselves are admitted to a teaching ministry, in order to strengthen the human being with light food until he can bear heavy food, until spiritual knowledge has become so comprehensible to him that he can now be active as a teacher himself. Therefore, if I want good teachers to be given to people, then I must first train these teachers and first impart the knowledge to them, which they should then pass on to their pupils. Thus I instruct them myself, or let them be instructed by first forces which, however, are only active on my behalf because I want to provide them with the bliss of a transmission of strength from me, which therefore never ever do or teach anything other than my will, and which they themselves carry within themselves as their own will. For understandably only such beings are admitted to teaching activity who are knowledgeable themselves, thus who have reached a high degree of maturity, because they are receivers of light and strength, thus they can also distribute light and strength. I know about people's degree of maturity on earth, I know about their will, about the degree of desire for truth. I also know about the benefit of the gifts of grace which I impart to a person. Thus I also watch over every individual person of goodwill that he will not be unlawfully bound by my adversary. And thus I will also not tolerate that a person devoted to me falls into my adversary's hands. I will not tolerate that a person's will is inevitably alienated from me, just as I will not tolerate that a person desiring the truth is wrongly instructed by forces which lack all knowledge. The lower spirits of their kingdom to themselves and are bound to it, i.e., they cannot freely move into areas where the light is and participate in the transmission of spiritual knowledge to people. For the beings of light recognize every spirit, and they know about everyone's maturity and ability. They are also concerned about people on earth and their state of soul, and in their love they also grant the human being protection against all harassment by dark forces as soon as his thoughts and aspirations are turned towards the kingdom of light and he detests evil. The beings of light do not miss the slightest thing that could endanger earthly people, and thus they form a wall around the one who has professed me through his way of life and is now to be introduced to higher knowledge by me. And no lower power is allowed to intervene in order to impart error or to distract people from the pure truth. For mine is the kingdom of light, just as I also rule over the kingdom of darkness. The beings of light work in my will, and those who oppose my will I banish from my sight, but I also deny them access to those who strive towards me and thus prove to me through their will that they acknowledge me as Father. Amen.